there's a woman with a shovel.
In here, inside the Pots and Pans soup kitchen, conversations start and stop regardless of whether anyone's listening.
I said she was going to call me on Tuesday, but what day is it?
Sometimes having a stranger ramble on about their personal issues is, well, it's just the price you pay if you want to get some hot food in your grumbling belly.
Is she going to call me? Hell, I don't have no phone.
When I was first sent here to work, it was part of my parole. I couldn't wait to get out. But as time went on, I began to feel more and more at home here. And surprise, surprise, when the manager's job opened up, guess who took it?
Ain't like money grows on trees.
So, like I said, it's not easy to carry on a normal conversation when the other voices in their heads are so loud.
I was trimming trees when they was playing in the sandbox.
Sheila Jefferson understands. After all, you could say these are her people.
Sometimes people ask me if I'm crazy, coming down here on my lunch break, pouring Hawaiian punch and breaking up scuffles. They say, don't you get enough of them? Only, they usually say, those people. Don't you get enough of them working as a public defender? And I tell them, with a straight face, there, but for the grace of God, go you and I. And they say, yeah, you're crazy. And who knows? Maybe I am.
Being on crutches doesn't seem to slow Sheila down. She moves through that hall, always got that aluminum pitcher with the fruit punch. She tops off the cups. She has a kind word, a smile for everybody here.
Hey, Spaniel. How's the puppy?
She's good, Sheila.
I first met many of these people in my work as a public defender. I'm the one fighting their charges of vagrancy, public intoxication, disorderly conduct, or shoplifting. And, oh, yeah, the occasional assault and battery.
And then there are the scuffles.
That's my goddamn cake.
You're done, had you?
Quick as a cat, Sheila wheeled on her crutches and hopped into the fray.
No, we traded.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, back off, bitch. That's my carrot cake.
You done had your cake, baby.
Electron snatched up a plastic picnic knife and held it to Aphrodite's throat. Fortunately, she had multiple layers of Mardi Gras beads between her and the plastic knife. But still,
we made a deal.
Hey, come on, Electron. That cake's too dry to go to the slammer for.
Bitch, you better get the
I'll get you another piece of cake from the kitchen.
I want this one. She owes me.
How you figure?
We made a deal.
Bitch, bye.
We traded.
Look, all you're gonna do with that plastic knife is irritate her, and she's a big girl. A very big girl, and she might just turn you over her knee.
Come on, Aphrodite.
You're just being silly.
Electron throws the plastic knife at Sheila. He bends low and pulls out a giant switchblade knife from his boot and pops back up again.
Come on, Electron. This is silly.
How about now?
Come on, Aphrodite. Beat his scrawny ass!
Sheila's eyes get wide as Electron pushes the knife into the beads at Aphrodite's throat.
What you say now, biatch? You still laughing?
Sheila wasn't laughing.
See, there's a woman with a shovel.
You still laughing? Back off, bitch. That's my character.
The wiry little speed freak, known by his street name as Electron, holds a knife to his girlfriend Aphrodite's throat.
You done had your cake, baby.
It's a dispute over a dry piece of cake here in the Pots and Pans soup kitchen dining area. Assistant public defender Sheila Jefferson tries to defuse the situation.
Come on, Electron.
Honey, you better stop. Now I ain't playing with you anymore.
No, we traded.
Aphrodite has a few layers of beads on her neck.
Come on, Aphrodite.
But as the knife digs in, this looks serious. Sheila does it best.
I look around for the security guard who was supposed to be there for just such incidents. He's had his free lunch and put his feet up on the table and leaned back against the wall. He's got his hands folded on his belly and his beady red-rimmed eyes are shut. I hear him start to snore. So, Electron has a switchblade in his right hand and grabs Aphrodite's hair with his left and gives it a jerk.
What you
but
say now,
instead of pulling her head back to give him better access to cut her throat over a piece of cake... Sick little bastard. Her wig comes off in his hand. Now, Aphrodite is more annoyed about her hair being out of place than somebody trying to cut her throat.
I told you, you better not mess up my hair. And what did you do? You know how long it takes me to get my hair ready.
What you gonna do about it?
Bust his ass, Deity.
Come on, Electron, this is just silly.
Electron whirls on Sheila with a knife waving in his hand and rage burning in his eyes.
Who you calling silly?
You. Yeah. I'm calling you. You...
Sheila searches for just the right words.
You...
strung-out little fruit fly.
That seems to work. Electron shoves Aphrodite aside and begins to advance on Sheila, waving his knife.
Bitch, you better get the fuck...
Careful now.
Will you do what?
Electron kept jabbing with the knife.
Oh, it's not me you have to worry about.
Sheila turns her widened eyes to her left.
It's him you have to worry about.
For just a brief tick, Electron's eyes move to his right. Not for long, but just long enough.
I swing that pitcher of Hawaiian Punch in a roundhouse, and it catches Electron up the side of the head. It's not enough to disable him, but it's just enough to put him a little off balance.
Bitch, you got me wet!
Electron starts towards Sheila.
I shift my weight to my right crutch and bring my left crutch up sharply between Electron's legs.
Sheila finds that sweet spot at the apex of the little guy's bow-legged wishbone. And just then, Spaniel's mutt joined in with a sympathy howl.
It's okay, Pookie.
Spaniel tries to comfort the hound with his unintelligible
it's
blather.
Just a girl fight. That's what them bitches
somebody
do.
Somebody fuck somebody up!
Shut up, you're scaring my
fuck
dog.
Fuck that dog and fuck you too. We don't need no nasty
this
ass dog.
This is a service animal.
It's a piece of shit just like you.
Oh, hey, what seems to be the major malfunction
Electron
here?
Hangs onto the knife and clutches at the crutch in his crotch. He grabs Sheila's arm and jerks her toward him as he lifts the knife.
As Electron lunges forward, I punch him full in the face with the pitcher, using it like an oversized brass knuckle.
Blood spurts from Electron's nose. Electron can't decide which of his injuries takes precedence, his nuts or his nose, but he doesn't have enough hands to attend to his injuries and hang on to the knife. He lets it go, and the knife clatters to the floor.
I drop the pitcher and scoop up the knife and tuck it into my apron. To tell you the truth, in the excitement, I forgot all about the knife. Turns out that's a big mistake.
Podcast number 2. Thanks go out to our tight-knit troop scattered around the country. Frank Garvey, Andy Gates, David Gallardi, Ariel Marshall, Steph Martinez, Phil Mayall, Cy Mayall, Maggie Nolte, Pat O'Bell, Julie Stein, and Scott Wagner. Hope you enjoyed podcast number 2, and like us, you're looking forward to number 3.
There's a woman with a shovel.